Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yep, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Ficky Fig, holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. So, have you guys been to Seattle, John? Have you been to Seattle before?
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
Reggie, have you been to Seattle?
I haven't yet.
Okay, I had a chance to go to Seattle a couple years ago.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, I went for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I went up on the Space Needle. Mm-hmm. Did you go on the Space Needle?
I think the second time I went, I took my family and we did, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so the Space Needle in Seattle, you could probably see that Space Needle if you watch some, I think Frasier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that as soon as you said, if you watch, I was like, here come Frasier.
Yep,
Frasier. Yeah. I love Frasier. For some reason, I was about to say Sleepless in Seattle.
Well,
Is it in there?
Okay. Yeah, that's a movie.
I feel like it would have to be.
Yeah, that's a movie. Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I'd never seen it, so I wasn't sure if it was in there.
Mm-hmm. There are some landmarks in any city that no matter what, in media, if this city pops up, you're going to see this landmark.
Yep.
And Seattle is easily, you are going to see the Space Needle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I had a chance to go out there. I thought it was pretty cool, man. It's a little scary. I was scared to actually sit on the little bench that's
it's like intimidating.
Yeah I know I had nothing to be worried about, but I'm just scared to just sit on that little bench and lean back.
Wait, what are you talking about?
So it's a glass,
it goes around the outside. I do remember it now.
Yeah, because if you up on a Space Needle, you can look out and see the glass and all that stuff. I think it's a slight
angle,
it's a slight angle, and they had some benches right there. You could just sit there.
Oh, and lean back on the glass.
Yeah, I was a little scared to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been making the social media rounds lately because people were talking about how it's a crack in the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's an actual crack
glass
on the floor. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that changes. I was like, is it concrete up there?
It's glass.
Yeah, okay. No, it's glass.
Well, that's good. I'm sure that's great.
Yeah, so it's a crack on the floor to the point that I guess officials had to make a statement about this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
Yeah. So here is Como News 4 in Seattle with the story.
As the summer tourism surge arrives in Seattle, the city's most famous landmark, the Space Needle, is bracing for thousands of visitors. But recently, a video circulating on social media shows what looks like a crack on the glass floor, causing some to question its safety.
Mary, the folks over at the Space Needle say cracks do happen, but only on the top barrier layer, which protects the 10 layers of glass underneath it.
The very top layer of the glass floor, a scuff plate for shoe marks. The scuff plate gets scratched, and sometimes it will crack. It's kind of like a phone screen protector.
Our team makes an assessment, kind of from a safety standpoint, but similar to your cell phone. Think about how often you might drop it, and it gets a little crack or it gets a little scuff. Once again, that protective piece on top is basically what we're replacing. Just to give you an example of how strong our glass is here at the Space Needle, imagine the entire Seahawks team came to visit, and all the offensive players they face also came to visit, and they jumped up and down. Well, we wouldn't break a sweat.
Yeah,
So this is my question for.
So why is this a crack right there? That's the question I'm asking.
This is my question for the both of y'all. Would y'all go up there in general if you knew it was a crack in the floor?
Have they replaced it?
I don't think that. So
she's saying no. They're going to replace it.
So they replace it every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They say they replace it every 2 years.
But not till the 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So would you go up there still? And plus, if all the people she just named.
Yeah.
So the Seahawks offensive linemen and all the defenses they are facing.
Lake and Tomlinson get to come back through?
Yeah. So
he was on the Seahawks last year.
So everybody the Seahawks is facing, all the defensive players, to take a picture or jump up and down. Would y'all be down for that? Would y'all do that?
No.
I might go up there, but I would stay far away from that glass panel.
So you wouldn't do like a rave type of,
hell no.
Get into the mosh pit.
Little jumping up and down.
She really sold that well, and I didn't believe it.
And that's my thing.
Dang word of it.
That's what you got to do. You got to instill public confidence in this thing. And I understand. I recognize it. My problem is, it's the screen protector. It's the barrier that protects the layers underneath. Yeah, but now I got a crack in it. So what happened when that one break?
Yeah.
My thing is, she made it sound all cool with the screen protector.
Yeah.
But what if a whole bunch of offensive linemen stand on that phone at that point?
And how does she know it's just the top layer? She goes, that's just the top layer.
Well, I mean, I feel like
you can buff that right out. Are you sure? Yeah, I mean, like, remember the documentary on Titan? They're like, they were hearing all these cracks and everything on the sub that went down to see the Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, that happens all the time. Oh, does it? Does it?
Yeah, that's a mental thing. It's a mental thing for y'all, man. Get out your mental.
Somebody said y'all don't watch enough Final Destination Bloodlines talking about that Seattle thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My thing about it is like, yeah, all these circumstances and it hasn't. All it takes one time.
Yeah.
All it takes one time.
Just one time.
The whole lot, like, hey, yeah, the barrier, it's just a barrier glass. Okay, but it's a barrier for a reason. So put a new barrier on.
Yeah.
So y'all wait until they change out the floor, put a new little screen protector
on
the floor.
Yeah.
Then y'all good.
Yeah, I'm good.
So right now, y'all not good.
I'm out. How about you? You're talking big.
No, I'm not. You see, I wouldn't even sit on the bench up there. I wouldn't even sit in the. If I seen a crack up there, I would be like, oh, nah, baby, let's go.
Let's go.
Nah, I ain't chancing that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So I got a list of random phrases that men absolutely hate hearing from women. 713-572-4610. This is your town event. If you got a phrase that your lovely lady always say to you that just drives you nuts, let me know. Text them in. Let me know. So the first one on this list, I'm going to go down this list real quick and let me know which one you agree with or not.
Okay. All right.
So the first one I see is do whatever you want.
You're done.
Red flag.
Do whatever you want.
No, you're done. Not only red flag, you're done.
Friend, understand. She does not mean do whatever you want.
Yes.
This is one of those interesting situations that instantly makes it opposite day.
No.
Yeah, but that's a good point.
It's not even a red flag. It's over.
How many times can you come back from do whatever you want?
Yeah.
Because y'all done already had some conversations.
If my lady told me to do whatever you want, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, I'm not doing it.
That's right.
And now we got to sit down and talk and see what's up.
Yeah.
What's going on?
That's it.
What's going on in your mental?
Mm-hmm.
The next one is, I guess.
You're also done.
Or I'm fine.
Once again, done. You're done.
I don't even know if you're done, but I'm fine sometimes ends up in a place where you're like, I got to find out what you're not, clearly not fine about. But you're not in a place where you want to help me find out what you're clearly not fine about.
Mm-hmm.
But I also bet you want me to find out what you're not fine about. And that's the most frustrating part of that.
Yeah. What about this one? Do you like my friend?
Okay, I'm actually glad you brought this one up.
Do you like my friend?
Because a lot of men immediately default to just lying. You know, but here's my theory on this.
The John Lopez school of marriage and relationships.
Yes.
How long have you been married for?
40 years.
Okay. How long did you have that pillow before it got thrown away?
20 years.
Sorry, I'm just being a jerk. My bad.
So when a woman asks you this question, she already knows that you like her friend. For the most part. She wouldn't ask you, do you like her? Or do you think she's pretty or whatever? You know, we all know, we've all been asked that. She already knows that you do because you've been with each other. You have little, signs.
Are you telling me she's the feds? Like when the feds come in and they're like, we need you to talk about this right here. Like they don't need you to, they have documentation.
Exactly. The right answer is to lean into it, as I often do in a lot of things. Say, yeah, she's hot. And then it's kind of almost over because she knows.
I don't know about
there's
that.
There's a needed
one,
disclaimer here. Don't listen to John Lopez.
No, because if you say, no, I don't. Yes, you do. I can tell. But if you say, yeah, she's hot, doesn't mean you're going to do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
I also think because I think this is how I feel when a woman asks you that. She probably feel like her friend is good looking and hot, and she want to know how you feel about it. She might be a little intimidated, so she want to know, hey.
So lean into it. They know what's coming. They know how you feel. They know what the friend looks like.
Me, I would be like, yeah, she cool.
Yeah,
she cool. She
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I ain't not cool with the L on. She cool. COO. She cool. Yeah, cool. What about this one? This is my number one, though. We need to talk.
Oh, man.
Don't text me, we need to talk.
This is a great answer. Because it is not the actual talk. It is just an announcement of the talk that needs to happen later. And if we going to have the talk, good, bad, or indifferent, how about we have the acknowledgement when the talk happens? That's one of those things I just generally don't like is having to, of course, there's certain situations where you need to plan ahead, But like having to think about a thing before I need to think about a thing, which we need to talk, is inherently the opposite.
You don't want to schedule it.
Yeah.
You don't want to schedule it.
Like I tell my wife this all the time. She always do stuff like, hey, can I ask you a question? I'm like, nope. Like, just ask me the question. Don't ask permission to ask me a question. Just ask the question.
Yeah.
Or if you want me to do something, just, hey, can you hand me this? Da, 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 da. Don't say, hey, can you do me a favor?
We need to talk.
Like, why is you doing all these extra words?
But can you do me a favor might just be, that might just be like a turn of phrase. You getting a little mad at that one.
Yeah, no, but can we need to talk. Or,
we need to talk is definitely
can I
too
ask
much.
You a question? Like, just ask me.
All right, how do y'all feel about this particular response? It comes from Trey on the YouTube page. It says, you have to teach them to not ask questions they don't want honest answers to. So, in essence, he was like, I set it up pretty early. Mm-hmm. That I'm just going to answer this exactly the way I hear it, and you're just going to have to live with that. Do you agree with that sentiment?
The sentiment is sound, but it is not going to work.
Okay. Relationship expert John Lopez.
It will not work.
I'm kind of training my wife to that because whenever she said, can I ask you a question? I just said, nah,
Does that ever stop the question?
No. So now she come back around and just ask me whatever she was gonna ask instead of can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
But what about this one? They couldn't handle me. If she just said, "Oh, they couldn't handle
she's,
me,"
she's toxic.
Yeah. I feel like if you say something
we're being
like
honest, right? She's toxic.
You got a lot. You must have. A lot
I never
going
agreed
on.
To any honesty here. Y'all in y'all honest boat by yourself.
Yeah.
What about this one? I'm not hungry.
Yeah, that one's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That one's tough.
Yeah.
It also isn't universal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just got to find out what's happening with your lady. But yes, way too often. Or it's not even the I'm not hungry. Well, maybe it is the I'm not hungry because then eventually you get food and they get a little bit of it.
Yeah.
But it might more so be the I don't know, you pick. You know what I mean? Like that cat and mouse game.
To me, that's almost two different things. Yeah, the restaurant game is awful. We've all acknowledged that, you know, I don't know anything, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I looked at this one a little bit different. Like, I'm not hungry almost as if, like, she's mad.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, like, whatever, I'm not
hungry. Look, John, you're giving me a lot of experience on 40 years, but you're also saying a lot of things that makes me think you've been in a lot of these situations.
What gave it away?
You got Jan over here with the hunger strikes.
Yeah. And it's even funnier when you know she liked this spot or you know she hungry.
Yeah.
And you like, hey, I'm about to go about to go here.
Yes.
You want something? I'm not hungry.
I'm not hungry. That's she's mad about something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I looked at that a little differently.
Yeah. What about this one? Man up.
Man up?
Yeah.
That she wants to fight. she's asking.
I don't like anybody to tell me the man.
Yeah, unless asking to fight.
Unless I'm like being trained on something, like in the gym in the training. Like, come on, man up.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, don't tell me the man up. You man up. You man up.
Wow, this is a good one from the 346. Do you want to go to such and such with me? But then when you say no, she gets angry. Like he said, just tell me, let's go.
Yeah.
That's my point, man. Just tell me, hey, we going here.
Right.
All right, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
But then she'll be like, I want to feel like your mother.
Yeah.
I
don't want to feel like your mother.
Do y'all notice that once a quarter we get into a Figgy's mixtape, we all just get vent. Y'all get to venting.
Hey, that's healthy, man.
I'm
we
not can't venting.
Keep, that
is we can't I'm, get. We can't keep all this stuff inside.
That
man.
Is true. That is true.
I just wear it on my sleeve. I'm just being honest.
I don't want to feel like your mother.
Yeah.
You're lucky she don't listen to this show, man.
She gonna listen one day.
It's gonna happen
one day.
And I'm going to laugh.
One day she gonna be in the car with some friends.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on the right. Let me see what he's talking about. And I'm sitting here. I'm not your mother.
And that's the worst type of mad she's going to be because you embarrass her in front of company.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that hypothetical that you've set up there.
Yeah.
But until that time, you're going to keep doing it, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to keep doing it.
All right. Very, very fun. Another edition of Figgy's Mixtape right here.
Isn't that your mother?
In the loop on Sports Radio 610. A lot of these keep coming. Does this dress make me look fat? Again, fair.
Mm-hmm.
toxic, all sorts of things. All right, appreciate you guys getting involved and blowing up the text line.
Say fatter.
Dog, that is not even just answering the question. That is intentionally kamikazing the circumstance.
That's when you want to just fight.
I see it.
I will say, I don't have to go through. I could be totally honest with, you know, what she wearing. If I like it, if I don't like it, I could be totally honest. And she good. She actually give me praise for that.
Look at that. Look at you she saving it.
She like, I don't want you have me going out here looking like a fool. You gotta like, let me know if it don't look good.
You got
I
a text
change.
From her, right? That's why you try to start a change of your tone right here. Make sure you sound nice.
I got to give her a little credit.
All right, very good. All right, coming up next, let's cross talk with the fellas of the drive, Clinton Ron. But before we get there, SEC Media Day is going on. There's a couple of things that I found interesting coming out of it. Let's talk about that next.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.